I've been a journalist now for more than 40 years, and for much of that time I've specialised in the coverage of foreign affairs. Yet over all those decades, not once has my luggage been lost. I tend not to mention it, not because I'm superstitious, but, well, yes, because I am superstitious. When I flew into Kabul, and the pilot had to make what's known technically as a corkscrew landing in order to avoid the risk of being hit by ground fire, there was my luggage on the carousel, exactly as it should have been. When I flew to the Himalayan Kingdom of Bhutan on the Bhutanese airline, because no other airline is allowed to land on the handkerchief-sized mountain plateau on which the runway has been built, there was my luggage. And in Africa, when I've landed where there are no airports at all, just rough dirt airstrips and a windsock full of holes, again, my luggage has always been there too. But inevitably, my luck did eventually run out.